and like we discussed earlier, it's 59 reports that we actually need to cover. Over 12,000, more than 12,000 square kilometers, and you can see that again the traveling distance is quite similar to the interim So we share some similarities there. But as I said, the numbers are much smaller. We've got a smaller number of learners. We only have 3 circuits. So we're working from 2 satellite campuses. Well, they call it satellite campuses. One in Amman and the other one in Swaziland, India. So that we can cover the different areas that we work in. Our first point, you can see Barry Dale, right at the top, around on this side. So depending on from where you work, some of our colleagues are situated at the base camp in Caledon and some in Amman, depending how we divide these jobs. So a vast area, but a small distance with our own challenges, our own particular, I would like to say, rural / urban challenges that we've got from the moving into the next slide, when we look at the academic results, there are 12 results. We had a peak in 2016, and then the slow trending down 2017-2018. We are at the moment a little bit concerned for 2019 as well, and similarly as our colleagues in Wineland and Eden, we're working extremely hard to at least maintain that and see whether we can achieve our target that is quite a bit higher than what we see there. And you can go through all the stats that's in front of you. We kind of hover around 85 and move sometimes into the 93. It's important to remember that when we talk about some of our grade 5 schools, they're not big schools, but some of our schools are extremely large and large in numbers, and I will show that later. So I'm not going to talk you through all of the statistics. You can ask us questions when we get there. The specific results, which is a provincial thing, we are concerned about the fact that we kind of move up and down with regard to the systemic results, and reduce our systemic results and our reports in a very diagnostic way. So the results from these tests, let's call it that, assessments that actually are supposed to really dovetail the programs that we do in school with the results that come out from here. So we can delve into the results at this point and actually say exactly what area of mathematics is causing the problem for our grade 6 learners and for the grade 3s. The grade 9s, they're kind of a major challenge in our district. We look at it from different angles. One of it might be, and we're not totally sure, that we do have a couple of what we call combined schools. So we still have grade 8 and 9 learners at the primary school, Jansen and Brooklyn primary school, or high schools that ranging from grade 5 up to grade 12. But other factors, external as well as internal factors, we also say as a district, we can never say that the grade 9 learner is just a normal learner. They are in their adolescent years, and we need to think about them in a different way and also approach them differently. So one of the projects that we run in the district is to make sure that we work from We Number three on this challenge is, sorry, the enough learners so that it's cost Over the And The one real peace. Now, if you think of what a mod sensor is supposed to do, then the 6-pin attached doesn't make sense. But again, because of the vast distances, because of the time and cost it would take to transport learners from one school to the mod sensor, it's not always viable. And that is why, even though on the tomato, when it comes to our after-school programs, we say that within our context, it makes more sense for us to try to develop after-school programs fully at school, rather than try to force you must be part of a mod center when it becomes too difficult. And so there are just a few stats regarding the sport and cultural activities at our after, which form part of our after-school programs. So about 84% of our schools participate in after-school sport leagues, that's now inter-school, and then a higher percentage of about 94 have after-school intra-sport events or programs. We have 75% of our schools having some form of cultural programs in their after-school broader programs, and then farm schools offering after-school programs is 47%. You can see very clearly, you know, there's still a lot of work to be done to get that number up and to get more farm schools to have some form of after-school program, even if it's once a week, and even if it's not sport and culture and academics, but at least to offer the children something beyond just the academics. And this links to the member's question earlier, what are you doing about retention? We can't just push the academics if we talk about retention. For learners, especially in the deep rural areas, how do we keep them there? It's the nutrition, and it's offering them those activities and things and sense of success that they don't get in their homes, that we can get right within our after-school programs. Oh my gosh, okay. Next slide, I'm not going to talk about. Mr. Mayor, can you just go back quickly? Back quickly. Except to say, we want to say that 20% more learners in the last year are now involved in performing arts. We have basketball taking up in our district, and the total number of girls playing football has increased by 12%. So that's good as well. I'm not going to talk too much about the e-learning. We put the slide in there, Monica and I, because we felt that we wanted to show you that a lot is being done to facilitate teachers as well as officials, not just to integrate ICT in terms of lessons in the classroom, although that's a focus, but also to equip our teachers to be able to offer children, to show them how to use e-learning as part of our after-school programs as well. Okay, now let's really speed up. Pilot project online admissions, Mr. Mayor spoke about that in length. We have 30 schools participating, and I concur with all my colleagues about the positives around that. We currently have 1,390 unplaced learners in our district. Now, while that sounds little compared to you probably in a year when the urban metro districts come in, because our towns are so far apart from each other, that's a very huge and worrisome number. Learner transport scheme, and this is a scheme that literally has me sweating every time, especially when it's a storm. 145 routes. Over 10,000 learners being transported every day. An average of about 6 million spent per 23 days in a month. The numbers are huge. Like Mr. Mayor said, we are being more circumspect when it comes to recommending evolved routes.
Two questions as indicated. The one is in Porto in particular.
Earlier,
Ek wil aan En ons altyd plaas
daardie gedigte as natuurlike taal wat ons woordsig vir die leer gaan. Dit is dit is klink vir my word ook soos 'n vertaling. Terwyl die klinke taal 'n lid is van die leer gaan, word daar vergaderings gehou en ons maak ingeligte besluite en die besluite moet deurgevoer word. Maar kennis die as as die klinke taal verskil, dan mag hy direk uit die vergadering gaan en verskil en basis ons besluite overroep. Ons klinke taal gaan dan uit na die klinkbestuurder toe en ons besluite word nie dan uitgevoer nie en dit word wil gemaak van die taal wat gehaak. Dan het ons byvoorbeeld een baie goeie voorbeeld is hierdie value-driven proses van die taalproces. Die beheerder van die CNTS is dan van hierdie transform to transform. Maar departement of die onderwijsdepartement wil het nie die specifieke waarde te deel raak van die kind en te wille die gemeenskap. En as die beheerder gaan nie eers betrek word by hierdie specifieke gemeenskap, dan is het moeilijk om ons kinders en ons ouers die wille in ons gemeenskap in die verskillende rolle te bereik. So, departement communikeer nie direct met die beheerder van die departement kies om by die klinkertaal te praat en dan gaan die klinkertaal met ons praat. As die klinkertaal nie saamgewerk het, gaan hy hulle verloor om te doen. Dan het ons afgevolg van die gross disregards en ander mindset het hierdie so. Is dit ook so dat ons oor die algemeen gedisrespek word deur personeellede van die skool en so voort. So, ons word heeltemal geaandermyn en daar is 'n idee dat leerders gaan leer omdat dit ouers is, is hulle nie opgeleid of gekwalifiseer nie, so nou is hulle het baie minder kennis oor wat algemeen aangaan van wat hulle rol is. Maar ons is ouers op die beheerder gaan, is baie meer weet as onderwysers, as hulle werkers is. En as onderwysers weet hoe jy praat oor rolle van beheerder gaan, wat dan sê hulle, beheerder gaan ook net funksies op geld maak vir die skool. Dis nie wat gaan aan die beheerder gaan, hoe kom die beheerder gaan so oorgaan en so voort. As die beheerder gaan gaan kry om hulle werk te doen, dan behoort 'n hoorskool byvoorbeeld baie beter bestuur te word. Op die oomblik sit ons met 'n hoorskool wat bestuur word en dit was 'n mens, die streekkantoor, probeer dit manipuleer dat die proses aangaan, maar hulle kom nooit daar uit by die proses om hulle self te kan gewin, terwyl die beheerder gaan op die proses uitkom. En volgens wet word beheer en bestuur ons en in die baie rede ook terecht genoem. Ja, dat ons volgens die beheer en bestuur, ons word nie toegelaat. Terwyl die kos betref,
to express to the to the representatives of the school governing body that is here today. We have a particular person within the district whose express purpose and function is to provide governance support. And the role that John fulfills, Mr. Goliath fulfills in the district, is the head of management and governance. And so governing body functionality resides with Mr. Goliath, and probably that is why he was part of the meetings, because he is responsible to provide training to governing bodies, to act as an intermediary, you know, between governing bodies and the management at the school. We will address those issues with the district. I will speak to the district director this evening. The chairperson of the governing body will receive formal written correspondence tomorrow morning already, inviting them to another meeting to clarify the issues that were raised around the 2018 and 2019 grievances and responses to all of the issues that were raised in those two bits of communication. As the SCB secretary indicated, the school is going backward and there was a need for them to take ownership of the school. I want to remind, you know, the committee as well as the governing body president, the school is still the facility and under the ownership of the WCD. The Western Cape Education Department is an ordered department. We are deprived ourselves in our support that we offer to all our schools, but we will never, you know, also allow, you know, our facilities to go to ruin, and we're always stepping to one to assist. And therefore, the district has been meeting with the governing body over a very protracted period of 8 months already. And I will insist that the district director, you know, responds formally. I will provide copies of the response to the governing body to the secretariat of the standing committee to give you an indication as well as the timeline of events that have occurred, as well as with explanations what we have done as an educational district to support the functionality of this school. We must understand, Eston Park is a big school. It has big numbers within the school. And because it's a big numbers school, it's significant parts of the school to perform to the maximum for those learners within that school. Because if the learners do not get an NSC pass at the end of this year, it will have huge implications for all of those families of those learners within those communities. That is my big driver, that is the drive of the districts to ensure that all learners pass. It provides them with a gateway to enter into a gate pass, to enter the other, you know, spaces within our work environment, simply because they have a matric certificate. You see, and this is why I will always say, the child is first. We as the adults, we will differ with each other, but the advantages must always be focused on the learner within the class. So, Chairperson, my apologies for not having all the information on the matters that have been raised by the governing body, but I will provide written feedback to the secretary as soon as for the members of the committee.
responsibility to take the avenues that are there for you to use. So, and I'm hoping that this challenge that you have, that this challenge will be addressed to and that it will be solved to. So, my mind, donkey, get in the fire, right? Who's not with me? Members, we still have to do our administrative part, as we say, we must do the final and the Jesus.
Are you taking less with me?
I don't know what time it is. I was just involved.
No, that's not now. It's just
the admin. Basically, it's like an admin bar.
Yeah, they do take about 5 minutes, 10 minutes.
Okay, now we're ready to start now.
Can I wait here?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. No, I'm just. General attached to a specific program.
Voucher attached, but I will also have caused a huge group of people, so many.